Welcome back to The Source on Texas Public Radio, 89.1 FM. I'm David Martin Davies. The city of San Antonio recently revealed a five-year strategic plan called Coal to Art, which aims to make the arts more accessible in six areas: film, art funding, public art, downtown culture, music, and the Centro de Artes. That's an institution dedicated to transnational experiences of Latinos in the United States. So what exactly is cultural equity, and how does it fit into this city's overall goal? How can local arts and cultural landscape showcase more diversity? What can be done to ensure access to the arts for all people in San Antonio? We're having that discussion for the rest of the hour. Give us a call. The number is 210-614-8980, 210-614-8980. Email us at thesource@tpr.org and tweet us at @tprsource. We're joined by Debbie Rocasitter. She is the executive director for the City of San Antonio's Department of Arts and Culture. Jessica Sanchez-Todd, a mayoral appointee to the San Antonio Arts Commission. And Frida Fassi, she is the District 9 representative for the San Antonio Arts Commission and member in the Distinction in the Arts Committee. So welcome, all of you. It's great to have you here. So Debbie Rocasitter, what are we talking about here? There's a lot going on in San Antonio's art community. We're so fortunate to have such a vibrant and robust community. A lot of people coming at this in different areas. And so you want to have what? A plan to do what?
So we're in the middle of a cultural planning process right now. We've already completed two of the strategies that we're operating under with film and the Centro de Artes that you mentioned earlier. Right now, our focus is to look at equity and funding in the largest areas that the city funds, which is public art. That's the art that you see around town in public spaces that may be funded by our 2017 bond or 2012 bond funds. We have about $8 million coming up in the 2017 bond available for that. And then our art funding that we provide in grants to nonprofit arts agencies, we spend about $6 million of city dollars, hotel occupancy tax dollars every year to fund arts programming. So we're going out to the community to find out what do they want to see. We're doing a survey, but we also want to look at equity and to make sure that we are being equitable in the types of art that we're offering and who's getting served as well.
So hotel motel funds, that's key, because the idea is that people come to San Antonio and they will go to a hotel, and then we put money into the kitty to continue to grow our industry, tourism industry, arts and culture. We have cultural tourism here. And so, Jessica, can you talk about that a little bit? Why hotel motel funds?
Well, I think that when we look at using hotel motel funds, I think what it really allows us to do is it allows the visitors to have an experience, but also the people that are here living in this vibrant community every single day. So it is important that we use some of that money from the visitors coming in to be able to give public art access to all, to give funding to a large number of different organizations in San Antonio that are helping to represent so many of our community and our members here in San Antonio. So it is absolutely important to use those dollars.
So give me a success story.
So for the hotel occupancy tax dollars, those are the dollars that we allocate to our arts agencies. You might think of the Guadalupe Cultural Arts Center. You might also think of even the San Antonio Museum of Art or the Witte Museum. But even small organizations like Conjunto Heritage Taller, which is really unique to San Antonio, the Conjunto and Tejano music movement really was born here in San Antonio. So those are things that the city of San Antonio supports as an authentic culture for our community, for both our visitors and our residents. And when we surveyed residents and visitors to see what was really the offerings that each of them want, and are they different.
And so, Frida, how does the cultural equity come into all this?
Well, actually, cultural equity, we've spent a lot of time talking about it in committees and workshops. Seems like a very simple concept, but when you unfold the layers, it's really quite complicated. According to the Americans for the Arts, they say that and they are the nation's leading nonprofit organization for advancing arts and education. They tend to describe it as cultural equity embodies values, policies, practices that ensure all people are represented in the development of arts policy, that support artists, the nurturing of accessible, thriving venues for expression, and the fair distribution of programmatic, financial, and informational sources. Now, the San Antonio Department of Arts and Culture has its own statement, which is to support a full creative life for all and to champion policies and practices of cultural equity that empower a just, inclusive, equitable city. But I have to say that cultural equity has many more features other than access, obviously. Access to cultural activities, art activities, very important. We want to remove the barriers of geographical location and possibly affordability, which can be features that keep people from art. But we also have to look at content. And this is one of those ephemeral concepts that's hard to get at. But we've worked at it in committee. We've noticed that art can provoke emotion because of what it doesn't say or what it says too much. Just to give an example, if you see a large painting of a conqueror and in the background there are subjugated peoples, that is part of history in many areas of the world, but we're finding that the descendants of those subjugated peoples would also like to have a voice. They want people to know about the contributions of the people who were subjugated, perhaps, and the talents that they had and the stories that they had. So I think when we talk about cultural equity, we need to look at the content of what's being presented and the narrative that goes with that content. You just can't throw up a painting anymore that could provoke emotion without having a little narrative. And we can do that very nicely by providing docents who are knowledgeable about history and who can talk to the concerns of the community and also highlight information that wasn't previously known that could be important, not only to the community, but to visitors. And so we actually have an example of the Alamo, one of the greatest monuments in San Antonio, internationally known. And we know who the heroes of the Alamo are, Davy Crockett, Jim Bowie, Captain Travis, among others. But there are people in the Alamo that survived the siege, maybe women and children, African-American slaves, servants, who also had stories of bravery and perhaps stories that we'd like to know about. So this is where it gets very difficult to level the playing field for cultural equity. We have to be thoughtful about it. We have to do some research and present it to the public because we think that when we do that, we're going to have even more visitors to San Antonio, greater interest in what we present and how we present it, and certainly the funding will follow.
Mm-hmm. Let's go to the phone lines. Number is 210-614-8980 as we talk about San Antonio's art equity funding and our how we spend our hotel motel occupancy tax dollars in order to develop San Antonio's art community. Tony is on the line. Tony, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Good afternoon. You know, they talk about the arts and the culture and everything else like that. Well, San Antonio has many different cultures. We have the Italians, the Germans, the Scotch, and the Irish. We have many more cultures than just the Hispanic culture. And, you know, what some people consider art, that great big orange piece of metal up there, I don't know, you know, who considers that kind of stuff art, but you know, we have one particular group of people that's making the decisions for everyone else. And I think we need more response from other people.
All right, Tony. I think he's referring to the Torch of Friendship that we have in downtown. I think that was donated to San Antonio by the city of Monterey. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
So that didn't really require San Antonio. And a lot of people see that and see it as a thing of beauty and an icon for San Antonio. And I do want to mention that San Antonio, our population, according to the U.S. Census Bureau from 2015, it's a 63.2% Latino population. So that is a consideration when we talk about what are we doing with our arts. But Debbie Rockesetter, you want to respond to Tony?
Well, I think it's a good point that Tony makes. We are actually in our planning process for public art, and the $8 million that I mentioned that would be the 1% of public art out of the 2017 bond. We're having a meeting this Saturday at the Parks and Recreation headquarters at 5800 Enrique Barrera Parkway, which is the old Highway 90. That's the park headquarters at 9 o'clock, and we would love for everybody to come to that meeting. And we're going to talk about public art. What do you want to see for public art with this $8 million? Where would you like to see it? What types of things, and what do they represent? So the public is invited to talk about public art on Saturday, and then on Tuesday at the Central Library at 5:30 p.m. we're going to be talking about art funding for our agency. So that would be more performance art and exhibits that are not permanent public art. So we're going to have those dialogues, and we would like the public to come and tell us, what do you want to see for art in this community?
And did you want to respond to that?
Oh, I totally agree. I feel that the Department of Arts and Culture has been so open and welcoming of input. The staff has traveled all around the city and visited almost every district in their own venues in order to get feedback, in order to keep them informed about the projects that are coming up and how they can participate. We welcome your input to the art that will be installed in San Antonio, particularly in your own area. So please come out and join us.
So when we talk about the use of these bond dollars for public art, and are these going to be projects that are directly related to that specific bond project, or are they going to be set, you know, in different parts of San Antonio and in different ways? Debbie Rockesitter.
So we do have a 1% policy, and it's the funding is pooled, and we're able to do more large scale pieces in certain areas. So you don't sprinkle it around and have a really small piece of art in every single park that we do any work in. But we would like to look at regional centers. I think the survey was very interesting. The survey results came back and said that people want to see more art downtown at the river area, but also in their neighborhood parks and greenway trails. So that's something that we want to get feedback about, because if we can kind of focus on certain areas that people visit in their leisure, that they can enjoy the public art, it may be more of a functional art piece. It might be a trail marker that's an art piece. You know, not everybody has the same taste. And in fact, that's what art is about. It's about evoking emotions and evoking thought. And so if you don't have an opinion about art, then it's not really art as much. So we want people to come out and have input into where this art goes and what it looks like for their communities.
So I think about the fish hanging under the highway or the museum reach, and that quickly became a new symbol for San Antonio. That image became part of the city quickly. I think it was a success. And we can have more of those?
Absolutely. And that was a project that we were involved in through the Arts Commission with the River Foundation. And so we partner with different organizations, but it's great to know that we have some really great artists here in San Antonio, wonderful artists that we've already done some murals and work with them. And we bring artists from out of town to help learn from each other as well. So what would people like to see? What kind of art? Where would they like to see it? And especially the artists come out and show us what you can do.
Right. So this is it's not just citizens, but it's also artists. Everyone going to be creating ideas and throwing around ideas. And where again is this committee meeting?
So the Saturday meeting is at 9 o'clock at the Parks and Recreation headquarters at 5800 Enrique Barrera Parkway. And then on Tuesday, we're going to talk about art funding at the Central Library at 5:30 p.m. That's not today. It's next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday. Okay. All right. We're going to go to the break. So, listeners, do you have a question about how the city spends money on arts and culture in the city? Do you think this reflects the taste that we actually have in the city? Are we forcing things on the city that you don't want to see? Give us a call. We want to hear your thoughts, particularly when we talk about art equity. When we come back from the break, we're going to hear from a District 8 City Council member, Manny Pelaez, who has some input on arts spending and equity here in San Antonio. The number to call in is 210-614-8980, 210-614-8980. The source continues after this two-minute break. Welcome to The Source on San Antonio, on KSTX San Antonio. You can't have a city without art, and you can't have art without money. And where is that money going to come from? Well, frequently it comes from the city. We're talking about how San Antonio allocates those dollars for arts here in the city. And it has a lot to do with what the people want. Give the people what they want. Give us a call. What do you want? 210-614-8980. And now we're joined by District 8 City Councilmember Manny Pelaez. And Councilmember Pelaez, welcome to The Source. What are your thoughts?
Hi, thanks so much for having me on. You know, I'm driving in my car listening to the radio show, and I just had to call in and remind folks that there's a lot of different ways to get involved and engaged in this conversation about art. One way is to submit your own art. There's a lot of artists out there, and we have countless opportunities for you artists to help display and be part of that conversation. The second way is to volunteer and get engaged on the Arts Commission. And, you know, we at City Council appoint people from our districts, from all walks of life and all corners of San Antonio, to serve on this commission and help guide San Antonio's art investment. And then the last thing I'll remind you is that, you know, cities are more than just brick, mortar, streets, drainage, and police. There's a reason people write songs and books and poems about San Antonio and the great cities like San Antonio. And that's because of the culture and arts that we offer. And there's a reason that people don't write songs and poems and books and, you know, have a good feeling about other cities. And not to pick on anybody in particular, but, you know, we all know those cities out there that make no investment in arts and culture. And there's a reason people choose not to live there. Instead, they choose to live here. And that's because we offer something more.
So, Councilmember Pelaez, what does art equity mean to you?
Well, it means that, like the previous caller, that art is a conversation that is had by all people in San Antonio. And so if he's right, if we only focus on art that has a Latino flavor to it, we're doing an injustice to everybody else out there who appreciates different kinds of art, which is why if you do look around at the San Antonio art investment and our portfolio of art projects, you'll see that there isn't just a Latino flavor to our art. We've got a whole bunch of other artists. In fact, we're bringing in artists from Darmstadt, our new sister city in Germany, to come celebrate over at the Blue Star. And, you know, we feature artists from Spain. We feature artists from Europe, from Japan. I invite everybody to go to their San Antonio Art Museum to go see, you know, some of these important collections. And so San Antonio is a city that has, you know, been living art and culture for 300 years. And the art and culture is one of the many reasons that San Antonio is great.
I look at where the dollars are actually going, and I don't see an overwhelming amount of cultural dollars in San Antonio going to Latino art groups. I see that could actually be argued that those groups are underfunded.
Sure. And, you know, the thing about art is that it is designed to elicit a reaction. And the reactions sometimes are it's beautiful, sometimes it's ugly, sometimes it's there's not enough of this kind and there's too much of that kind. And that kind of dialogue is culture. That's another way of that's the definition of culture, is people engaging each other and talking about those things that cause them to feel one way or another. And that's the point of art investment, is to make sure that we are expressing ourselves and that we are punctuating our San Antonio experience, not just with the things that we do every single day by going to work and sending our kids to school, but also how we feel by virtue of the things that we see and the music that we hear.
All right, Councilmember Manny Pelaez from District 8, thank you for calling into the program as we talk about San Antonio's art equity, art funding. Ben is on the line. Ben, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Yes, how are you doing? Thanks for having me on. I do enjoy the show.
Thank you.
My question is, there's been a lot of discussion of art and its display, its distribution across the city and equity and showing Latino versus other types of art. What about music as an art and theater as an art, and not just freestanding structures that could be placed in the middle of downtown, but actually developing a culture in and around San Antonio that would develop, actually be contributing to jobs, and that when you develop your theater and your music industries through art, you actually provide jobs to the local community.
All right, Ben, so glad you called in. And let's go to Debbie Rocca-Sitter. She's the Executive Director of the City of San Antonio's Department of Arts and Culture. So to those points.
So we've had some community discussions, and one of the things that's come up as an interest is to develop cultural districts. So you can go to other cities and you can find multiple cultural districts in their cities that represent different aspects of their communities. And San Antonio right now only has two cultural districts, Southtown and King William, and the Zona Cultural, which is really downtown Market Square and Main Plaza area. We're a big city. We could have a lot more cultural districts, including music district, museum district, all over the city, whether it's Latino art district or you know, and these are just names that I'm making up, but there's a lot of interest across the city in developing districts that we can put these together as packages to say, hey, come to another part of town that you may not have ever visited or you haven't been here in a long time to listen to the music or to see a play. Or we have things in these different areas. And although we don't have all of our museums clustered into one little area, we do have clusters of arts organizations next to each other and both nonprofit, for-profit entities nearby. You know, one of our arts commissioners was bringing up he'd love to go listen to music and then walk down to the record store and talk shop with some of the musicians. And that's where they do that. So
record store?
Yeah.
They have those?
they still have them. A couple in San Antonio. And those are cultural.
Still Hog Wild, which I support.
Yeah, that's right. Hog Wild is one of them. And so I think that this is a good topic that Ben brings up, that we should look at all kinds of different cultures, music and theater, and we are going to do a music plan. In fact, tomorrow night we're going to be talking with the state music office at Freetail Brewery, and they're having a workshop on designating San Antonio as a music-friendly city. So y'all should come out to that.
So that's open to the public.
That's open to the public, and we're going to be talking about music. So we've got a lot of work to do in San Antonio, but I think that there's so much to offer. That's what makes more work for me, because we have so many things. We just need to get organized and let people know what's out there.
Okay, we've got a lot of callers here, so I want to get to them. Maria is on the line. Maria, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Hi, my name is Maria Lopez de Leon. I am president and CEO of the National Association of Latino Arts and Cultures. We're a 29-year-old organization doing work locally and nationally. And I've been listening to some of the comments and just want to clarify, you know, that cultural equity is about resources, but it's also about opportunities and raising visibility for all kinds of cultural practices. You know, and remember that we're not just talking about art, that we're talking about culture as well, and how that culture manifests itself into the creativity of Latino artists or any other artist. And so when you look at the city of San Antonio and its past funding history, you will find that only 15 to 16% of the city budget for arts and culture goes to seven Latino organizations. So that's not a big investment. And these organizations are doing work in all disciplines, whether it's the performing arts, literary, visual arts, whatever it may be. These organizations are helping artists and presenting the work of diverse Latino diaspora here in San Antonio, which is mainly Mexican-American, but others as well. So when you consider that the majority of the funding here in the United States goes to very large organizations, museums, that represent a very European-centered aesthetic, you know, that needs to change. You know, we have.
Okay, all right. Well, let me go over to Jessica Sanchez-Todd. You're the mayoral appointee to the San Antonio Arts Commission, but you also work with kids directly.
I do.
Talk about that and how important that is, that there is a cultural outlet and a way to incubate their talent.
Well, yes, I'm the superintendent of the Henry Ford Academy, which is located in downtown San Antonio. And our focus really is on the visual and performing arts. And the reason why we do that is we really use arts as a way to engage kids in the process. process of living.
But is it kind of it's a very diverse group you have there?
It's absolutely a diverse group. I have all sorts of kids. They're all really wonderful, and it's about creating opportunities for kids to see working artist adults to have a chance to practice their craft, to find a craft. We don't discriminate on who can come to our school. So we have kids that have taken no art classes before, and we have other kids that have had wonderful years of relationships with an organization such as SAC, which is a dynamic group here in San Antonio.
But it seems like from what I've seen from over there, I've been through there once, I see a lot of art. You get a real strong sense of place with the art that your kids are creating. It just screams San Antonio.
It does.
And that's what local art fostering, I think, is all about.
Absolutely. We don't want to lose our kids to New York or to Los Angeles or to Chicago. I mean, they're great places to visit, and the work that they're creating out there is incredible, and we want the kids to visit. But we want kids to fall in love with art here in San Antonio, to stay here in San Antonio, go to school locally, go to a place like Southwest School of Arts and their BFA program. We want kids to fall in love with our culture and continue to foster it on its many different levels, and all the backgrounds that they come from, all the races that they come from, how they self-identify. I think it is so important that we give that opportunity to kids and really foster that.
All right, we're going to continue the conversation. Got some more phone calls. If you want to call in, the number is 210-614-8980 as we talk about the future of art funding in San Antonio. What does that mean as we look at it through the equity lens? What does that mean to you? Give us a call, 210-614-8980. The Source continues after this break. You're listening to The Source on Texas Public Radio, 89.1 FM. I'm David Martin Davies. $6.4 million, that's how much the city allocated for arts funding in 2017 in the fiscal year. Some of that money went to Ballet San Antonio, the Cactus Pear Music Festival, Chamber Orchestra San Antonio, the Children's Chorus of San Antonio, Metropolitan Ballet, the Opera San Antonio, lots of music organizations in San Antonio. And they say that this actually, the Symphony Society of San Antonio gets $600,000. This is how we keep San Antonio as a vibrant city, a city that other people want to come visit. And we can now have Stephen Niven on the line. He's with the Sabre Institute. He conducted the study, the 2017 San Antonio Creative Industry Economic Impact Assessment Study, and found that these organizations help provide billions of dollars to the city. So welcome back to The Source, Steve Niven.
Thanks, David. It's good to be back.
So how did you conduct the study, and what did you find?
Well, there's a follow-up to studies we've done over previous years. About every 2 years, we update it, follow a similar methodology. And basically what we do, we collect employment data and income data and transfer that to overall economic impact through some modeling that we do. And we found that in 2016, direct employment in the creative industries, we define it, was about 20,363. Folks working in this industry earned incomes over $914 million, and all this registered an economic impact of about $3.3 billion directly. When we count in multiplier effects in that come from, the $1 billion in exports that the industry created in 2016, the overall impact rises to about $4 billion and supports employment of about 25,000. So it's a pretty sizable impact on the overall economy.
How do you able to assess, you know, if we have some public art in the middle of the street and it looks beautiful and it's astonishing and people appreciate it? How are you able to assign a dollar value to that?
Boy, I wish I could. It's something we've been trying to do, and I haven't gotten there yet. But that is one of the unique things about this industry. And there are a few others kind of like this. But one of the things about the creative industry is it does just what you talked about. There are other effects that it has on the overall economy that I think are very important, and it is that sort of quality of life enhancement, or what another economist, Ann Markison and David King, have termed the artistic dividend. The industry, and I agree with their assessment as well, that when it increases exports, it enhances quality of life. It's a catalyst to entrepreneurial activity and innovation, as it attracts and helps attract and retain the talent to do that. it's an industry that supplies some valuable products and services to every industry just about in the region. So it's not just something that this is arts for art's sake. It is to my mind anyways really a fundamental industry to the continued development of our economy.
If you want to have economic development, you got to spend your dollars wisely. You only have a limited number of them, and you want to use them to the maximum effect. Are we doing that?
Yeah, I mean, I think so. I think spending you talked in the lead into this about the spending on arts and that. I guess a little biased. I'd like to see more, but like you said, we've got a ton of demands for our public dollars, and so it's tough to do. But I think it is very important that we continue as a community to support the arts and that, because it is very important for us for our continued economic development and growth to be able to be competitive with other regions that are
absolutely
engaged in these areas. So it's not something that, oh, we're just throwing money at arts so the rich can go to the symphony or whatever. To the museum, whatever. That's not it. This is a in my mind a pure economic development play, if you will.
All right, Stephen Niven, thank you so much from the Sabre Institute. $4 billion a year created by San Antonio's arts community. So I want to ask Frida about that. Where do you think San Antonio can be doing better in spending those dollars? You know, the number one movie in the country right now is Coco.
Mm-hmm.
All right, about Day of the Dead and Dia de los Muertos. And San Antonio has a fantastic Day of the Dead festival. We just had it. It was full. Everyone was loving it. It was great. And don't you think we should be doing more along those lines?
I think we should be doing more along those lines and other lines. There's so many areas of San Antonio. I've heard other callers mention that this is not just about the Latino community. We have such a diverse community. You only need to walk through Fiesta to appreciate all the flavors of San Antonio, the food and the music. I know one caller mentioned that, why aren't we talking music? Well, when you talk about the creative industry, why aren't we talking design, advertising, broadcast, printing, culinary arts, performing arts, to include traditional dance, classical dance, classical ballet, visual arts, which we normally think of when we talk about the arts, the paintings and the sculpture. But that's not all there is. It is the creative industry is extensive. And when Stephen Niven talked about the economic impact, that's what he was talking about. All of the arts.
All of the arts.
Yes.
All right, another caller. This is Winslow. Winslow, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Thank you for having me. As a technology entrepreneur working out of geekdom and a member of the board at the Hispanic Chamber, I was able to join the mayor and Councilman Trevino to Israel recently on an economic trade mission. And what really caught my attention was how intently they listened to Richard Florida when he came to visit them, the author of The Rise of the Creative Class, which is really kind of bouncing off of everything Steve Niven just said. And our city leaders, actually around the same time Richard Florida visited Jerusalem, he had visited San Antonio, and our city leaders and community leaders listened as well. The difference that I want to point out is the extent to which the leadership in Jerusalem and Israel kind of really consumed copious amounts of the Rise of the Creative Class Kool-Aid and really doubled down on building an arts culture that was able to attract and retain the technology entrepreneurs to the point where they've recently had $5, $10, and $15 billion exits, meaning acquisitions of startups. And we're not talking about Tel Aviv, we're actually talking about Jerusalem, which has an immense arts and culture vibe, which was really by design and by investment. So when we kind of talk about the economic impact of investing in the arts, I think we're doing some good things, but if we do even more, we'll get even a greater return on our investment. So it's kind of a point I sort of wanted to, I'm just piggybacking on what everyone else said there, but it was really interesting to see that investment and see that investment pay off in a city of about the same size as ours.
So, but Winslow, it sounds like you're saying that there's a lot of untapped potential in San Antonio.
Absolutely. And I think, investing it, feeding it, nurturing it is sort of we have to hit it from all ends. The education side, which was spoken about a little bit earlier in the conversation, on the civic side and the community side, and, you know, just not be distracted by the, you know, why are we wasting money on arts? You know, what's that going to get us? You know, that we have to be really clear, but that the return is, you know, on every level, you know, the quality of life, but also the quality of, you know, what we can incubate and accelerate in the, you know, innovation economy here as well.
All right, so, Wislan, thank you for the call. But Debbie Rockesetter, when someone comes to me from out of town and they want to experience San Antonio arts and culture, I take them to go see Santiago Jimenez at a little taqueria on the west side, not to, you know, to the symphony. It seems like of the untapped potential, it's part of the authentic San Antonio, and that's just, I think there's so much there.
Yes, there is, and that's something that we're looking at with our policies. Our policies right now don't differentiate between San Antonio's authentic cultures and, you know, maybe more mainstream cultures. I think that maybe Maria Lopez de Leon was talking about the ethnocentric, maybe the symphony and those things. So, yeah, when you go to a city, that's part of our survey. When you go to a city, you expect to see... you expect to have a museum of modern art. You expect to have a science museum. You expect a children's museum. You expect certain things. But then as the cultural tourist, you want that authentic experience of what is truly San Antonio and that good mix of cultures. And you mentioned the Coco movie and the Day of the Dead. We have so many celebrations of Day of the Dead, and I think we need to promote some of the smaller organizations that maybe have been doing Day of the Dead for 30, 40 more years.
Absolutely.
And we need to do more of that. And I think maybe with the cultural districts, we'll be able to do more of that. And I hope that our department will be able to focus more on working with Visit San Antonio and in marketing our authentic culture as well.
So real quickly, Jessica Sanchez-Todd, what are your goals here? Real quickly.
You know, I think our goals are to make art accessible to all, to make it so past the what can only be found in museums or what you only see on the streets, but really making it something that people can find anywhere. It's what's going to make our community so unique. It's what's going to make it so vibrant and beautiful. And we need that. That's been a goal of mine as long as I've been on the commission, is making sure that the person that's on the deep on the east side is able to access art just as much as anybody else that's on the traditional kind of north side or central.
And Frida Facy?
Yes, I would like very much to see the continuation of establishing art in every district of the city. People all over San Antonio deserve to be enriched by beauty and the culture that comes with visual art, theater art, all of the arts. So we don't have to just contain it to the downtown area. So that would be my goal for the city.
All right. And so tell me again the meeting you have coming up. You have on Saturday.
So on Saturday at the Parks and Recreation Ron Darner headquarters, 5800 Enrique Barrera Parkway at 9 o'clock in the morning.
And that is to have the public weigh in on how to spend public dollars on public art coming from the bond program. That money could reshape San Antonio's art face.
Sure could.
All right. This is The Source on Texas Public Radio. Thanks for tuning us in.